Okay, so this video, I labeled the problem with some women in the workforce, workplace, right? Workplace, workforce, whatever. And this, like, I'm dealing with one right now specifically online. And see, you can usually tell when women get it, right? They get it, meaning like, they know how to properly work with other people. For instance, yesterday I met a woman from the United States. She was, I think she was like 50, 60. She was there with her husband. And like, I could tell she was a type of woman who got it. You see, like, she got it. And she's perfectly fine in the world. I have no issue with her. Like I said, she wasn't young and hot or anything. She was an older woman, you know, extra pounds. She was there with her husband, but like, her personality, like, she genuinely understood it. See, and she was there with her husband, and she had been married 30-something years. You see, that explains it. Like, see, that explains why she was a woman who was married for 30-something years. Or, you know, or had, like, a legit spouse. You see, women, like, the only way I can, like, okay, I don't think there's just a flat-out way of testing which women are capable of doing it. For instance, let's say, like, okay, back, like, I don't know, when before women could work, right, men really didn't want women working. And I bet they probably have the same view that I had, being they knew some women could do it, okay? They knew some women mentally were capable mentally of handling working. But there was no way of really saying which women we could and which women, like, everybody knows, like, she really can't handle this type of thing. She can go to school for 15 years and get all A's and B's. And as soon as some women hit that real world, their brains, like, they are just poor fits for the work for multiple reasons. They're just poor fits. And I'm dealing with one right now, honestly. She's just a poor fit for the workforce, especially if you can tell, like, they used to be cute when they were younger. Those are usually, like, just the worst ones to have to deal with after 30. And this is why, and you can usually tell, like, it's usually not difficult to tell which ones after 30 cannot keep anyone around them. And they just can't. Nobody genuinely wants to be around them after they turn 30. The only reason people were around them before is because they were young and cute. People wanted to have sex with them. You see, a lot of women don't realize the core reality of it, of when they're younger and they're getting by in life, a lot of them are only getting by because people want to have sex with them, and then they know how to read or something like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, those younger girls, see, the whole thing eventually does reach a head around 30, 35 years old when they're not young and youthful. But see, in those younger years, like, they genuinely believe they were wanted because of their personality along with being, you know, cute. And it was 98% they were cute. You see, like, that's why they were getting by. But okay, now I'm going to call on the women who were not made for the workforce. And this is one woman I'm dealing with right now. She's just not. And she's older, and you can tell, like, she is just a crazy old bat. That's just what it is. You see, women naturally have this, like, women naturally think way too much into things. It's just it's just what women do. Their brains are always watching. You see what I'm saying? Because they're supposed to be mothers. It's what mothers do. Their brains are always thinking into everything and watching everything and comparing what you did to something 3 weeks ago that you forgot you ever even said or did. They had no relation to now, but her brain is just on it. See, this is what women do. So, and this is the problem that comes into when you have to work with a woman, okay? When you're trying to actually finish a job and get it done. You see, like, her brain is still thinking about something you said 3.5 weeks ago that has nothing to do with what we're doing now. You see, this is where the problem comes in. Because now, see, for the women who get it, they're aware of that. They can at least make fun of themselves for doing it, you see. But the women who don't get it, they will always be victims. you see, which is the modern day feminist. She will always be a victim, you see, because her brain does it. Her brain is not capable of understanding it. Like I say, it. I mean, just dealing with other men. See, men automatically know what it is and getting it. Women's brains just never. If a woman doesn't already have it, she will never understand it. It's nothing you can learn from a book. This is what that other type of woman has the issue with. Like I said, like the one I'm dealing with now, I'm sure she's probably, you know, got multiple degrees like me, like other men. But like I said, women don't know. This type of woman doesn't know how to leave that book bullshit behind and then go attack like the actual world. You see what I'm saying? Like their brains, they don't function well at all. So these women usually have to stay in education where they can at least get by with book, you see. But in the world, book doesn't work. It doesn't work in the same capacity. You see, and I guarantee you, back when they were going to let women work, this same topic came up with other men. I'm sure it did. I'm 1,000% sure because for all men and then the women who get it, they know that the women who don't get it are just awful to be around, especially after they're not physically attractive anymore. That's why those women usually end up, doing the normal things, living with cats, drinking wine every night, mad because nobody wants to come around them anymore. You see, because the reality of it is, for the women who get it, like I said, the older woman I met in the city, she got it. I will never think she has a problem in life, like a problem that wouldn't take long to figure out. She gets it, and she's like 50. She had a kid my age. And I'm 30 something, so she's at least, I say, 50 something. She gets it, but like I said, the women who don't get it, man, like their brains just, it will never get it. And the reality of it is, see, women naturally are not lovable. You see, they're not likable. For instance, if you got a girlfriend right now or you got a wife, I tell you what you do to prove my point. Walk up to her and ask her this. Walk up to her and say, "Hey, why should I love you?" And I guarantee you, your girlfriend or wife, her initial reaction is going to be, because see, to the typical woman, her first reaction is going to be, "Because I have sex with you." You see, because they know what the reality is, you see, but they don't want to accept that. So the reason why her first reaction is going to be, like a deer in headlights, and then have to go somewhere and think, and you know, because she knows. See, she knows the only reason she was ever likable from the beginning was because she was woman. You see what I'm saying? Like women know this. They know that's the only reason they're desirable or like is because they can offer wet, warm holds. That for most of them. Now, some women, like I said, the woman I met a couple days ago, she had a personality you can talk to and bounce out, and she'll make you think she gets it. But like most women don't get it. They just, and it doesn't matter if they're like doctors, lawyers, or work at McDonald's or what have you. The profession doesn't matter. The education, from my experience, it doesn't matter. It's that individual woman you have to talk to figure it out. You see, because I've met girls who flunked out of college, but they get it. Like they got the realistic awareness of what's going on, and they can just like, you know, play, pretend that, you know, they're like the average girl. They don't see it, but they really did see it. And I met women who were like, you know, legit teachers. This is in the U.S. I think you have to have like a bachelor's or a master's. I think you have to have a bachelor's to be like a high school teacher and a master's to be a college teacher. And I've known both. And some of them got it, some of them didn't. And the ones who don't get it, they really should not get too far away from a kitchen, because those women they're just awful to be around and awful to work with. It's just simple. It's simple as that. And they don't understand this is not about your feelings. This is about getting a job done. You see, this is where the problems come in. See, that was the problem in getting women in the workforce, was that population of women. I'd say about 50-50. I'd say it's probably about 70-30. 70% of women just don't get it and never will get it. And 30% of women genuinely get it. Like, okay, look, this is not about my emotions. It's not about how I feel. We've got to get these numbers or this thing ready by this time. But like I said, it's like that male perspective. Like, but like, I can understand reality. You know, if you're trying to sell cars, but you living in, you know, New York City, people ain't trying to buy cars like that in a place in like New York City because public transportation is so great. Well, not great, but you know, it can accommodate your needs. So it's like the having it thing for men. I mean, for women is that perfect blend of, okay, we've got a goal to get to, so my emotions don't really matter as long as we get to this goal. But and also acknowledging the reality of the actual situation, you see, like, because 70 out of 100 women, they just want something. They don't care about the realities it took to get it. They don't care. See, every woman claims she's a philanthropist and she loves children and blah, blah, blah. But if you throw a Gucci purse that was made in a fucking sweatshop for 10 cents an hour, she doesn't care about those people who made that purse. She will not. She doesn't care. And you want to know how this is? I know this is a fact. It's because this happens a lot more than you would think would happen. When those sweatshop workers and such shit like that, and like over in this part of the world, they're making these you know, they're making bags and, you know, makeup kits or whatever have you. They're putting letters in these bags. They're saying like, look, we are poor. We're only making, you know, 10 cents an hour. We got a dollar a day. They're not feeding us anything. Women see these notes. You see in these bags, and they just go, girl, throw that in the trash. I got my Gucci bag. You see, like, because that's the reality of dumb hoes. You see what I'm saying? And a dumb hoe doesn't mean a woman with a fat ass and two kids by five different men. A dumb hoe can be a woman who's a doctor. You see? See, dumb hoe, there's no segregation as far as, like, walk of life of what a dumb hoe is. A dumb hoe could be, like, Melania Trump could be, Melania Trump is a dumb hoe. You see what I'm saying? Or a dumb hoe could be the heroin addict down the street. Or a dumb hoe could be, you know, that girl that just graduated high school and thinks she's going to be an Instagram model. Or a dumb hoe could be Sarah in accounting. You see, like, a dumb hoe, it has nothing to do with the walk of life. You see what I'm saying? It's the reality of the situation dealing with that individual woman. And that, I think that can be a difficult part for men to accept, too, because I've known men who dated dumb hoes, but they had, like, you know, at first glance, they have a respectable life. But I can sniff it right, you know, within a lot of times, a lot of times within talking to a woman, I'd say at max of 15 minutes, and hearing some of her story and just how she's carrying herself. And nowadays you got Facebook. Within 15 minutes, you can generally tell if a woman is like a dumb hoe or not. For instance, I told you guys in a video a while back, I bumped into this American girl over here, and she claimed she had a boyfriend in the United States, but she's running around Europe, traveling throughout Europe, and she came and got a beer with me and my buddy, like, you know, within 2 minutes. She got a beer with two men in Europe while she has a boyfriend supposedly in the United States. And she said she was 27, you know, she getting, you know, master's degree, 27. Yeah, that's cool. But like, none of this other shit was matching up, because you're 27. Okay, I'm on a side tangent now, but like, a woman who was traveling alone is just a red flag immediately. Okay, I don't care how pretty or ugly she is. If a woman's traveling alone, immediate red flag. Okay, immediate. And then she's 27, so she's too old to be doing this shit. And not only that, now the friend of mine, he actually accepted her friend's request on Facebook. I blocked her because I didn't want anything to do with her. He showed me her Facebook last night, and literally every picture was with other men on her Facebook. That was not her boyfriend, because her boyfriend was a black dude. She's a white girl. Her boyfriend was supposedly a black dude, and all the pictures was with different white men throughout Europe. Like, there was not a picture with another woman in any of these pictures. It was just her with another man. different men. You see what I'm saying? She's a dumb hoe. She's a dumb hoe with a master's degree and a little extra money in the bank. Long story short, that's what she is. But back to the original topic. Dumb hoes really don't need to, don't belong too far out of the kitchen. Because when they get out of the kitchen, that's when everything gets completely fucked up. Like, they really belong in the house, in the kitchen somewhere, tending to some kids. Anything else, that's how you end up like that girl I just told you about. Women, if a woman's watching this, that's how it, see. Because it's just the reality of the scenario. Like, some women just are not, when they start thinking too much, it just destroys them. It destroys them. Because I was watching this thing on The View on YouTube, and they were saying men don't like smart women. And the reality of it is, which is just a known thing, once women who don't get it, they get too smart and they learn too many options, it inevitably destroys any chance of them ever getting with a man, or ever being a partner with anyone. Because see, once a woman, because first off, you have to look at the logic of it. The logic of it is, a woman's nature is to never be happy with anything. Okay, a woman will never be content with anything. She will always resent it because it's the nature of how a woman is born into life. She's born into life being spoiled and pretty much getting much better things than she ever deserved in life. So by the time she hits 30, all that getting what she didn't deserve starts to fade away to actual some sense of reality, and she's resentful. This is why I say never date a woman over 30, because that woman over 30 was used to getting a higher quality male for no reason other than the fact that she was a younger woman, you see? So any guy after that is going to be a step down for her, for what she knows exists. So she will always resent. So if you marry a woman over 30, she is always going to resent you, okay? She will never fully respect you because she remembers what she could have got when she was 22 simply because she walked outside and was simply just her. You see, but when she's 30, she can't do that anymore. So anything she's going to get, because like I said, she's grown too smart in that field. So anything she's going to come across now after 30, she's not going to fucking like it. And that's usually just the general theme of men don't like intelligent women. That's why, because that woman is going to inevitably resent you. Inevitably, she's not going to respect. The only way she might have some respect for you is in the beginning, when like the honeymoon phase, if she can even still reach that point, or she's obviously gained like 400 pounds and the weight gain has realistically hit her in her position in the dating market. Because some women, they do it and they still think they're worth a supermodel man. But like for the women, when it actually hits them, now they'll appreciate an average guy now. You see what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, no, so, you know, but see, this is why men don't like intelligent. It's not that men are afraid of intelligent women. You see, it's the fact that it's a woman's nature is going to play out. and it's just a dead end to deal with that, with this type of woman. But back to the original topic, women in the workforce, unless the woman gets it, which some do, and some are great. I've met them. Like, I met one yesterday. I've met them. Some women are great to work with. I would vote for them over a man to work with, some of them. My old counselor, I would work with her. I would work with her before I work with probably most of the men I know now. But when the woman's mind doesn't get it, she is just, like, by far the worst. You would rather just work by yourself. Honestly, when their brains don't get it, like those women were the women who were supposed to stay in the kitchen. You see, that's who men are talking to when they say back to the kitchen type of thing. That's the seven out of 10 women. Those are the women they're talking to. They're just awful to work with from an entitlement standpoint to like they want to try to think they're smart standpoint. It's just it really just ends up a nightmare. It does. And any man who's worked with women in fields, who's worked with these women, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, the random bitchiness, you know, it's just much more of a hindrance. It's much more of a hindrance. But now, and just real quick, now that hindrance, see, now this is also logic too. Once you get women active in the world, that's going to make more money. Okay, that's just what it is. It's going to bring more money in because women must require money. Okay, and let's say like in the case of the workforce, see, that's how all these HR groups and all this shit started happening. It started getting like super serious. Because women, okay, women, they got their feelings hurt, need somebody to talk to, they need, you know, like whenever a woman gets involved, notice every time in your life, whenever a woman gets involved, that's when money starts getting spent, okay? It's just the reality of it. Woman equals more money being spent. It's just how it works, okay? Or you might get that extreme, like there are extremes, like some women, they don't spend money, but for the most part, you're going to reach that extreme. Woman enters room, more money must be spent. It's just that's how it works. That's just how it works.